If you have your Bible tonight, I hope you do. I'll turn with us to the book of Acts. Book of Acts chapter number 2. Acts chapter number 2. The Bible says in verse number 1, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing and a mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, and as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not these all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Perinthians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers of Mesopotamia and of Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia and Pergia and Pamphylia and in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, You men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of day. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above, and the signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought: worldly attitudes. Worldly attitudes. As we look at this tonight and we see this, and the Bible's telling us here about these folks that went up into the upper room like the Lord told them to go, and they stayed there together praying, seeking the Lord's face until they were filled with the Holy Ghost of God, and God moved upon them, amen, in a mighty way. On the day of Pentecost, the Lord come down upon them. And He blessed each and every one of them. He moved upon each and every one of them. I want to say today, youngins, glory, hallelujah, He's still wanting to move on every one of us tonight. Every individual, praise God, in every family, in every home across this nation, in this land, God Almighty still wanting to move upon us. He's still wanting to touch us with His Spirit, but we got to be wanting to be touched, amen? We got to want that tug from heaven in order to feel it. If you come into God's house looking for a touch, I guarantee you, praise God, He said if we'd seek Him early, we'd find Him. I believe we'll come through the door seeking a touch of God. I believe we'll find it sooner than later. Amen. Praise God. Now you come with the mully grubs and you say, Well, Lord, bless me if I can. He probably won't. But praise the Lord, if you come looking for a blessing from the blesser, praise God, I want to say tonight, Brother Robert, He's big enough to bless us on purpose. Amen. To move down to where we are, put us under the spout where the honey comes out, and just bless us and encourage us, help us to be an encouragement to others. That's what took place on the day of Pentecost. The power of God fell on that place. People began to be stirred. But I want you to think about this as we look at these folks here at Pentecost. They was a worldly attitude at Pentecost. Amen. They was sinners that was there, and they was criticizing. You know why sinners criticize so much? Christian folks that's trying to do the will of God, they criticize because they don't understand. Amen? There's a lot of folks today that these folks sitting in their fundamental Bible-believing churches today that criticize because they don't understand. Amen? Praise God, if they just get in, praise God, see the God of moving, the God that we see, the God that they saw. I want to say the same God that sent the Holy Ghost to move in Pentecost is the same God today. He said, I'll send you another comfort. He said, I must go away, but if I go away, I will send you another comforter. He said, praise God, that one just like me. He said, I'll send him to you, and he'll bless you, and he'll help you. He'll clean off that old table of desires in your heart, and he'll set you a fresh table. Amen. I thank God for that fresh table, don't you? A worldly attitude, praise God, to have you eating off the wrong table. Amen. Satisfied with the scraps and the garbage of the world. But I want to say, praise God, on Pentecost, there was a spiritual phenomena took place. Praise God, as they was up there, they was seeking God, they was praying, they was fasting, they was looking for the power of God, they was expecting the power of God. You know what happened at the house of God? If you come in on Sunday morning and Sunday night and on Wednesday night, and you come in expecting God to meet with us, you know what God would do? God would show up in you, and God would show up in you, and God would show up in you. And pray God he'd show up in here, and we'd see God moving, and we'd feel his presence like we never felt him before. And boy, we could shout and praise his name. You know, preacher, we ought to be a little bit more calm, a little more composed. That's what's wrong with us today. We've said, hey, the world around us is shouting, having a good time, go to ball games and shout until we're hoarse. Pray God, but we couldn't say amen in the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ought to be able to jump up and say praise God. Or to be afraid to worship the Lord in his house. Or to be afraid to stand up and say, let me, Pastor, I want to tell you what God's done for me. I want to tell you what the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. Amen. Going down the road, praise God, and the Holy Spirit moved in the truck with me. I praise God, scooched up real close to me. In the whisper of my heart, praise God, the marvelous oracles of God. He began to speak and whisper in my ear, a still small voice, praise God, and it got so foggy up in the truck. I praise God, I had to stop. Pull off the side of the road and take me a lap around the truck. Amen. Praise God. A worldly attitude don't understand that. A worldly attitude gets caught up thinking that we live and trying to live a righteous life and trying to be real religious. But I want to say religion has sent more people to hell than any other thing. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were religious. You know why they were so sad? Because they were just religious. They didn't have the Holy Ghost, praise God, in their hearts, guiding them and directing them and showing them an Almighty God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit moves upon us, amen, all the time. Pentecost was a phenomenon. Praise God. But the problem at Pentecost was, praise God, and the Holy Spirit began to move spiritual things, the Bible says, are spiritually discerned. There's a whole lot of people today sitting in our fundamental Bible-believing churches that just don't understand what's going on. You know, we'll come and we'll sit time after time again and never get stirred the Holy Ghost. I want to say that's because the Holy Spirit of God is spiritually discerned. If you don't know the Lord Savior, Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you'll never know an experience of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You'll never see God move. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse 14, it says this. He said, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. You know what God's got to give us? God's stuff is spiritual stuff. Amen. Above and beyond the blessings, he gives us the physical thing, but the biggest thing God has, praise God, is spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are what? Spiritually discerned. Amen. It takes the Spirit to know the Spirit. Amen. When there's something in you that's so big and large, glory be to God, that it overcomes you. It takes you in directions you never thought you could go. It puts you in places right now here where you never thought you'd be a year ago or 6 months ago.
or 8 weeks ago, but all of a sudden God has pulled you up to His table. He began to love it on you, and He began to tell you, I pray God, it's better on this side. Just forget about that old mess that's out there in the world. Forget about that that's holding you back. He said, just chunk it off. Praise God. Cast your cares from you, because I care for you.
Amen. Scooches up to you real close and lets you know that He loves you. Amen. That's spiritual. Amen. You ever been had the Molly Grubs? You get down, Brother Robert, and you feel like you're lower than a snail's belly. Amen. And you get to pray and you just get to seeking God's face. It seems like there's nobody listening. But all of a sudden, it's like Jesus. Amen. When He come up out of the water, the heavens is open. And the Spirit like a, well, glory. The Spirit like a dove settled upon Him. I mean, it come down to where He was. I prayed God and it lighted on Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And there was something took place down there around the river Jordan. There was a Spirit come down. I won't say, hey, that same Spirit is still a coming down now, where people are looking for it and they're allowing it, where they swing open wide the doors of their heart so that God can come in. He said, I'll come in and sup with you and you with me.
Man, God moved in, but they got to get rid of a worldly attitude.
The old sinners are a reaction to this. I got to thinking about this today. How about having me a spell? You ever have a spell? Hey man, that's where you just have one and you don't care who sees or who knows. Amen. Don't care who's looking or who sees you. Now when Pentecost was come, the Bible says here that the Bible says here when Pentecost was come, the Holy Ghost fell on, they began to speak with other tongues. Now that word other means that word to speak means to enunciate with clarity. Hello? Amen. It means they began to speak, praise God, and people could understand what they were saying. Amen. So they didn't have to speak mumbo jumbo. They spoke things that was clear and comprehensive. Praise the Lord. And as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. And so there were dwelling at Jerusalem, verse number 5, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now watch this. Now when this was noised abroad, you see, there was a sound went out at Pentecost. There was a noise went out, praise God, from these children of God. They had done been alone with God. They'd been up there in the upper room. Praise God, they had fell on their face. They'd been crying. They'd been begging God, amen, for a filling of the Spirit. They'd been looking for something from the Lord. And praise God, the Lord showed up with a whole boatload. And He dumped her out on purpose. Amen. Have you ever thought, Brother Robert, what it'd be like when they come out of that upper room? Now when we went to Israel, me and my wife went to Israel, and we got to go up into that upper room. Glory, hallelujah. Son, there was so much God in that little room up there. You had to go up and you had to climb up a little set of a rock steps. Up into the upper room where they said this is the same upper room where they gathered together. It was the same upper room where they prayed. It was the same upper room, glory, where they waited on God. I prayed God expecting something from God. And God showed up. I won't say glory, hallelujah. When we was up there in that upper room, we had the same kind of experience. Glory. Hey, God just moved upon me. He just filled me plumb up to overflowing. I prayed God, waters are running out of my eyes. I was a sweating. I was a praising God. I was rejoicing. I praise His holy name. There was some power. I mean, I was on my face, on my knees, and I got to noticing folks was coming around. And you know what took place, Brother Jeff? They was men, women, boys. Praise God, they got to coming around, and they was everybody was laying their hand on each other's shoulder, and we all praying in unison. We was praying to the same God. They said we was looking for the same God. We was expecting the same God, and the same God showed up. Praise His holy name. Glory, hallelujah. Tell you what, I got beside myself. Amen. For about 10 minutes, 15 minutes after we got done praying, everybody just walking around waving to heaven. Amen. Tears are running, couldn't say nothing, couldn't speak nothing. Just a waving, giving God glory. Can you imagine what happened on the day of Pentecost? when them 120 little old children of God expecting something from God, praise God, and God showed up. Amen. The Bible said they was devout men. It said they was a multitude, and it was noised abroad. I believe when them old boy, them boys, them men, them ladies, I believe when they come out of that door, that upper room, I believe that thing burst open. And there was some folks maybe outside that was milling around there. Maybe there'd been some folks there for 40 days waiting. And they said, "There's something going on up there. We're going to find out what it is." You know how good Holy Ghost revivals get started? Amen. Because I said, somebody here's up church somewhere. I pray God that there's something going on up there. And I'm going to go up there and see what it is. Amen. And the Bible says that they said that they was, he said, "Now when it was noised abroad, the multitude came together." Amen. The folks came around, praise God. They heard something was going on and they wanted to get in on it. They wanted to see for themselves. Somebody said, "Well, they're having them a time up there." Amen. Bro, just said they're having a good time. They're praising God. Something's going on up there. Amen. So they was excited, praise God, and folks got excited too. The multitude began to gather around to hear it. Amen. To hear what was going on. And the Bible says that they were confounded. They never seen it on this fashion. Amen. That means they were bewildered. They didn't understand. I tell you, people don't understand the Holy Ghost of God moving in people, encouraging us, making us so excited. Somebody told me one time, said, "Preacher, you just get too excited." I said, "Praise God, it ain't me. It's the Holy Ghost of God. It's in me, praise God. I get to thinking about my Savior and the Spirit of God that's leading me and keeping me out of mischief. Glory, hallelujah, praise His name." Amen. I don't know where I'd be, Justin, if I was left to myself. But praise God, I'm glad the Lord came along. Amen. I was just as confounded as they was. Praise God, I was bewildered. I didn't understand for a long time. But then the Holy Ghost began to move my heart. Amen. The Bible says they were all amazed. They were puzzled. They couldn't put the pieces together. Think about it. These folks was just common fishermen and their families. They went up into the upper room and they stayed there. Then all of a sudden, there's a racket up there. I said, "Man, they's awfulest." Somebody said, "They's awfulest fight up there there ever was. Racket and commotion going on up there. Surely they're killing each other." Amen. But they was far from killing each other. Praise God, they was praising and giving God glory. They was shouting and praising Him together. And they come out of there, praise God, and the folks was plumb puzzled about it. And the Bible says, Acts 2 and 7 said they started talking. Amen. They was communicating between themselves. So what kind of deal you think this is? It seems awful peculiar. They wasn't acting like this when they went in. They sure are acting strange as they're coming out. Amen. I tell you, when you get a hold of the Holy Ghost of God, God gets a move in your heart, you start changing the way you live, the way you act, the way you react. Praise God, people will start noticing. They'll start talking about you. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't want people to talk about me." Praise God, I do if they're going to brag on Jesus. They say, "Something's happened to him. He wasn't like that before." Amen. Things used to set him off. It don't no more. Something's happened to him. Something's going on with her. I want to say, praise God, without a change ain't no change. Amen. Change, a child of God, praise God, God moves upon you, praise the Lord. The puzzle go away. You start talking, people start talking about you. You start acting different. Amen. But he said they were in doubt, verse 12. So they were doubting. They were not only amazed, but they were in doubt. In other words, you might say they were skeptics. They skeptics in every crowd, ain't they? Those says, "Well, ain't nothing to that." Hey, somebody said that. They some folks said that about me years and years ago. "Well, ain't nothing to that. He'll get over that in a day or two." Amen. Praise God. I might have been up and down like a roller coaster, but praise God, I ain't ever got over it. Amen. God, the Holy Spirit, just as real in my life, praise God, and just as prevalent as ever been. Amen. He's been a whole lot better to me than I ever have been to him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. They began to doubt. They began to be skeptical about what was going on. Bible says in Acts 2:12 said the son began to inquire. They said, what meaneth this? What's going on in this? This don't even make good sense. How people could go up there, it looked like they'd come out hungry and tired and ready to go home. They were hungry and tired for the Word of God. And they were ready to go home to heaven. Amen. Praise God. Hey, they began to inquire. They began to wonder what's going on. There was more questions went out than what was being answered. Amen. And then there was those that mocked. You know, anytime you try to do something for God, there's going to be some that'll mock you and make fun of you. There's going to be some that'll put you down. See, you'll have the doubters and you'll have the skeptics, praise God, but you'll also have those mockers. Amen. Praise God whenever you can be persecuted for the cause of Christ, for being a child of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But there's mockers in the crowd. Getting to mock them and make fun of them. They give their verdict of what was going on. They was the jurors on the trial. They said, well, I see what's up with them. So they're just plumb full. Amen. They're just plumb full of something. Something's going on with them. So they've got something, amen. I hope it ain't catching. Hello? Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I would, could be catching. The Holy Spirit of God began to move upon them. Things began to happen. He said, they're just plumb full. And he said, yeah, I said, they're full. All right, they're full of wine. Amen. They're full of new wine. Yeah, they're full of wine. Now, this is the third hour of the day. Amen. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. They say, yeah, they're just full of wine. They've been up there in that upper room and drinking, having a party. Amen. That's what the world would think. Only way you can have a good time is if you're having a party. Amen. Some of them said, well, yeah, them old skeptics. They said, yeah, this is just a bunch of emotionalism. They're just emotional. You know, get stirred up in their emotions. Ain't nothing to it, really. It's just an emotional thing. Said in a day or two, it'll be past. Amen. Is that what people said about you? Just an emotional thing. Get caught up in the moment. Amen. Get hung up in the time that you're living. The people around you just get caught up in it. And it's just emotional. Praise God. I will tell you, it is emotional. Amen. You say, well, it's just about feeling. Yeah, praise God, it is about feeling. I'm glad there's an emotional feeling, praise God, when the Holy Ghost of God gets to tiptoeing across your heart, praise God, and praying that fiddle of love on your heart, praise the Lord, and you get to realize that there's a God of heaven, and the God of heaven loves you, and He's coming down to you, He's speaking to you, He's giving you guidance, He's giving you the liberty, but most of all, He's just loving on you. I thank God for loving on us, don't you? Praise God. So they had their own verdict. Sinners always got a verdict. But then old Peter, he had a verdict. He said, yeah, I said, these men are not drunk. Amen. Verse 15. He said, as you suppose, sin is but the third hour of the day. He said, it ain't drunkenness that they've got. These fellas ain't drunk on that new wine as you suppose. He said, it's early in the day, man. Praise God. But he said, it's not new wine that they're on. It's not drunkenness that they're feeling. But he said, this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. He said, praise God, this is that Joel told us about, that we've been looking forward to, just feeling the Holy Spirit of God coming down again and meeting with us. Pray, for over 400 years, it'd been quiet, but all of a sudden, God Almighty, through Jesus Christ our Savior, praise God, sent the Holy Ghost unto His people one more time. Thank God, the Gentile dog like us got to get into rejoicing with the Jew. And praise God, what a blessing we're beholding. Amen. God Almighty come to where we were. He said, this is that was promised by the prophet. He said that which was spoken. Amen. By the prophet. Praise God. He said that was that, in other words, he said that had been promised. You know what he said? Peter said, hey, listen, this is the promise come true.
It's the promise that God had made through Joel and the other prophet. He prayed. He said, this has come to the full. It come full circle, praise God. It had come to the place and it was being fulfilled.
Amen. I want to tell you, every word in this book will be fulfilled one day. Amen. Every dot, every tittle, praise God, everything will be fulfilled one day according to God's will. See, he said, this is the promise, praise God. This was that was spoken. Who is it spoken by? God. He said, in other words, he was saying, this is God. He said, that it shall come to pass, verse 17, in the last days, saith God. Amen. Peter said, hey, listen, this is what God said would take place in the last days. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad we are living in the last days of dispensation of grace, and we're seeing the power of God. Amen. We're seeing people turn away. We're seeing people run away. We're seeing people stay away. Praise God, because of this reason or that reason. But I want to say there's a power of God that's just as real today as it was yesterday. It's just as real as it was back in Granddaddy's time when he was preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, over at the old Oak Grove Church, and it's just as real as that today. Amen. Spirit of God still a moving, still a touching hearts. This is that God said would come to pass. Amen. He said this is God's Spirit. Amen. He said, I will pour out of my Spirit. Who's the Spirit? Whose is it? It's God's. Amen. It's God's Spirit, praise God, that we're able to be partakers in today. It's God's Spirit, praise God, that moves us and stirs us and draws us to where we need to be for His glory. It's God's Spirit that we can praise God with. It's Spirit that's in us, praise God. He said He come to dwell, to kick off His shoes and to stay a while. Amen. You know, everywhere that we go, I've said it 100,000 times, I guess, here. Everywhere you go as child of God, there He is. You can't get away from Him. Ain't you glad of that? I'm glad the Holy Spirit of God is always there. It's a promise. It's God's Spirit, praise God, that He sends to us in these last days. Praise His name. He said, verse 19, He said, I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Amen. God said, I've got some wonders to show you. You know why? Because we serve a wonderful God. Amen. Wonders in heaven. Wonders in earth. Praise God. We're seeing them. Did you realize that God's trying to shake us up? He's trying to get our attention. Did you realize that in the last week or so that South Carolina has had 8 earthquakes? 8 earthquakes in the last week and a half. Did you know that? Yeah, they're shaking it up. Do you realize that in these mountains right here, we live on a fault line? Amen. I'm looking any day, praise God, for God just shake it up and these old mountains just go, whoa, just fall down to the ground. You say, preacher, ain't no way in the world. Ain't no way in this world, but there's a way with God. Amen. God, I believe God's trying to get us our attention, youngins. A worldly attitude is everywhere that we look. But praise God, there's a God of heaven, praise God, that His verdict is that God Almighty has sent His Spirit to direct His people so that they might be saved. God's looking for a few youngins, praise God, through. He's working wonders and signs. He's doing marvelous works before us. He's healing our sick, praise God. He's doing things for us that we could never do by ourselves. And we expect Him to do greater and mighty things than that in the days ahead. Amen. We lose our worldly attitudes. We quit questioning God and we just start praising God for what He's able to do. Amen. Because He's able to save us from the guttermost to the uttermost, even for His glory. And He says in verse 21, He said, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Not might, not could. He said, whosoever shall call upon... Yeah, the only way you can call upon the name of the Lord is if you truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we call upon Him, praise God. You can't call upon Him with a worldly attitude. Hello? You can't call upon the Lord with a worldly attitude. We have to call upon the Lord with a spiritual attitude, a spiritual discernment, with the love of Christ in our heart. Amen. Then that you might, and we do that, that we, you, us, our loved ones might be saved. Those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Those that come out of the worldly attitude. They was 16 different nations represented right here that they named, they called out by name. Amen. And they heard in their own tongues. See, it wasn't in the miracle wasn't in the speaking. The miracle was in the hearing. The God gave them audible voices to hear so he could believe the gospel and be saved. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The verdict's in. The final word has been said that if we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, that means to rely and hear and to trust in. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. And we can take that message to a lost and a dying world and compel them to come in. Amen. That we can tell them so they can lose their worldly attitude and realize that there's a God. They won't be amazed. They won't just talk about it. They won't doubt it. They won't be skeptics. But praise God, they'll be believers on Jesus Christ, their Savior. That's the most important part. Amen. It's not about who we are, what we do, but it's about what Jesus done for us on the cross of Calvary when He died for our sins according to the Scripture. And He rose again the third day, victorious over death now, according to the Scripture, because God said so. That's the way God intended it to be, and that's the way it is.